Name of the program is Lawrence and Taylor. This is 590 WKZO. Of course, it stands to reason that if we're going to call the program that, it ought to be named after us. So I'm the Lawrence part, Jeremy Lawrence to be exact.
I'm the Taylor part, Roger Taylor to be exact.
Of course. Now, Taylor,
there we go.
That doesn't necessarily mean that you're in a suit and well-tailored or anything.
Correct. I've got my usual attire on. I thought about shorts, but I wore my regular jeans.
You know, I did dress a little bit lighter today.
Yeah, you've only got two shirts on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As opposed to a big, thick sweater, you know.
Right. So,
unlike certain people, yeah, I do get cold in the room. So.
Now, I wear T-shirts year-round.
There you go.
I'll be
no Hawaiian shirts? I'm amazed.
I'll be buried in a T-shirt. And shorts. Where I'm going, it's warm.
Enough said. Anyway. But it's a Wednesday, and oh boy, is it a Wednesday.
Yes. it took me nearly a half hour to get the computer to work.
Oh, you know, that's always fun.
That's a great way to start your afternoon.
Well, let me contemplate my life as I wait on Windows to start.
Yes, and then it just sits there.
And for people that hear Windows and they go, all right, you know what? Linux is out there. We know.
Yeah.
We know. And don't tell us about a Mac. We know.
Yeah, they're out there.
Yeah, we understand.
We don't have one.
They're better. We get that. We got what we got here. So, you know, anyway. But another thing that we've got is lots to talk about, as always. You know, among some of the things that we're going to be discussing today, you know, there's some thoughts that are flying around the state on vaccination of children. Should it be something that is required? Well, we'll chat about that and take your calls, as always. Also, there's a senator that has said, you know what? We really want to get kids started off on the right foot, so we want to give them a savings account to get things started. And we'll chat about that a little bit later because we've got some very different ideas on that as well.
How specifically is kids quantified?
I think it's babies born in America on that one. So,
it's too late for me is what
I'm
hearing already.
Yeah, no.
There's nothing in this for the old guy.
This is not another stimulus package here where you get a check or anything.
Nuts.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Anyway, and then, of course, here in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking about apparently there's a bill that's come out of committee in the Michigan House talking about tax cuts. We'll go over some of the details on this. And we've got our own ideas about this, obviously, but we'll let you decide what you think about it and either agree with us or set us straight. And as always, you have the opening to talk to us about whatever we're talking about, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. You can also text us at 80373. You were about to say the number, weren't you?
Yes. That's my job, but...
You know, glad I could cut you off there.
I'm just here for window dressing.
Of course, you know.
The brains, I'm the beauty. It's that simple.
Which means we're in serious trouble both ways there. But a few things that I wanted to tell you about. First of all, our video of the day, because, and I got to explain this, because if you're just tuned in, you're going, video of the day, what's he talking about? Well, some of the powers that be decided that, you know what, Jeremy and Roger need to blog. And because, you know, we like to do what they ask. We decided, well, let's have a little fun with the blog. So what we give you is the viral video of the day. This is a video where we've gone through, picked out something and said, you know what? This is fun. This is interesting. This will get your attention. This is something you might like. So we do that every day. We've been doing it for quite a while. There's lots of good stuff that we've posted up there. Today, this was a fun one. If you're familiar with the group, it's a group in New York City called Improv Everywhere. They've done all sorts of things from musicals in the middle of grocery stores and Trump Towers to they've done the No Pants subway ride in New York City every year. It's an annual event that they get together and do.
The No Pants?
Yeah. This group will get on the subway in New York, and they'll get on. And none of them are wearing pants. They have their underwear on, you know.
Okay, but, good. That's good.
But they walk onto the subway, and in the midst of all these people without pants are the other people looking around going, what is going on here?
Ah.
So the whole point of the group is they give people something to talk about or smile about or think about, you know, trying to give them a positive kind of thing. And I could go on and on about the stuff they've done. They've done some amazing stuff.
Are you thinking about us doing the show without pants one day?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to be blinded for life because you decided to do that. So
I just checked it.
But they've got one that they've just done, an Olympic-themed video. They decided to do a torch run through the streets of New York City. But what happens is the person running the torch gets like a supposed sprained ankle or something like that. She can't continue. So she asks passersby to help her run the torch around the corner to her friend that she's relaying it to.
Ah.
And as they run around the corner, hilarity ensues. There's all sorts of people there chanting, USA, USA. It's a fun video. And there's even more than what I just said. So you got to see it for yourself. Lots of fun. You'll want to check that one out. That's our video of the day. You can find it at WKZO.com. Or you can also find it if you're on Facebook and you're already hooked up with us, it's in your news feed.
Yeah.
And if you're not, hook up with us and it'll be in your news feed. There you go. It's just that simple. And you'll be able to check that out along with all the other stuff that we're doing there on Facebook because we're starting to dig into some stuff now. So we want people to be a part of that.
Cool.
So we got that. Also a little bit later, not now.
He warns me before he's going to talk ticket giveaway, but he's not going to do it now.
Of course, but I want people to know about this so that they'll listen in and figure out, okay, it's coming. I need to be a part of this. Now, yesterday we had a pretty good prize package.
Yeah.
A couple of movie tickets.
And
a pie.
A Grand Traverse Pie Company pie.
Almost described as the pie.
Yes.
Almost. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty darn good, I'll tell you what. Well, in celebration of their joining with Harding's Friendly Markets, they're stocking their pies now there, which, well, that's good news, you know. There's more than one place you can go get one. But in celebration of that, we're going to be giving away a certificate that is good for a pie. A Grand Traverse Pie Company pie.
Of any variety you choose.
You know, we were talking about, you know, their cherry pie is really good.
The crumble.
And apple. You know, I heard one, they were talking about it this morning. I don't know if this was just a rumor or actual fact, but they got one called ABC, which apparently has apples, blueberries, and cherries together.
Oh, correct.
So, I mean, it sounds amazing. I haven't had one myself. So, whatever. You could get that one. So, whatever it is. But it's going to be at one of the Hardings that they've got two in Portage, one in Kalamazoo, Galesburg, and Richland are the locations that you can pick up one of those.
Okay. So in addition to the pie.
Yes. We have not two tickets to go see the movie Pompeii,
but
four.
But we can't give them away now.
No, we're not doing it right now. So we got that, and we're all putting all of that in one package. So think about this. You and three friends could go see a great movie at Celebration Cinema.
And then have a great piece of pie.
There you go. Probably you won't be able to take the pie in with you, but you could go get it when you're done.
Yes.
Because one of the Hardings you can go pick it up at, right down the road.
Yes.
Very, very conveniently located.
Very nearby.
So that's all part of the prize package. We're going to give that away later in the show. So definitely hang around for that. And if this is one of these movies that's kind of like, you know, the old days of Rome and Pompeii and the volcano and buried the city and that thing. And Kiefer Sutherland's in this
movie.
Kiefer
Sutherland, yes. You mentioned that yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was surprised he was in that movie.
Yeah, it surprised me a little bit. I was looking over the stars. I was like, what?
Kiefer Sutherland?
Kiefer Sutherland, okay. Hopefully he doesn't have to run around and steal somebody else's car every 12 minutes.
Yeah.
But
and hopefully he gets to shower and sleep this movie.
And go to the bathroom, you know, because Jack Bauer doesn't do that sort of thing on 24.
No need. He's Superman.
He's Superman with a superbly strong bladder, apparently.
Yes,
and he doesn't have to eat at all, ever. So anyway, that's coming up, that prize package. We want you to be a part of that, so stick around with us. But right now we wanted to talk about this tax package. This is a package that is come out of the House Tax Policy Committee, this in Lansing, and this particular proposal What they want to do is reduce Michigan's personal income tax rate from the current 4.25% to 4.15% in October. They'd roll it back again to 4.05% in 2016. And then what they do is they set up an interesting system. They say that the rate would drop an additional 0.1% if the state realized a budget surplus of at least $300 million in a given fiscal year. Add to that that automatic cuts could not occur in consecutive years. So after they get through the initial part, a cut could come because we made all the demands, but the next year it wouldn't necessarily come because we've got that. That's basically what they're considering. Came out of committee with a 12-2 vote. All the Republicans, a couple of Democrats joined them on that. And that's going to be considered in the House along with some other bills that they've put out there to compete with it. I was intrigued by this bill. I thought to myself, you know what, if you're going to do it, you know, we talked about this yesterday, the whole idea of minimum wage and index it to inflation and be done. And maybe this is the answer on tax policy as well, to say, you know what, we want to make a cut here. We said we were going to do it. We're going to do it. And then we're going to look at this in future years and say, if there is a surplus and we meet this, this, and this, then the cut takes place and we don't have to do anything. I kind of like this. I'm intrigued by this idea because it ultimately sets the policy, sets it rolling. It gets it to the point of where if we have a huge surplus, we don't suddenly get greedy hands in Lansing saying, okay, now we've got this program to spend money on, and now we can do this and this and that. And you don't see a huge growth of government as a result of that. Plus, I think it reminds us that, you know, it's our money to begin with. And they're trying to be at least sensible with that money and give it back to us if they're not going to use it.
The problem I see in this is sometimes these automatic things come back to haunt us. Mm-hmm. And there could be circumstances in the state where the state finds itself with a large unplanned for expense.
Mm-hmm.
A natural disaster hits the state of some kind. And we find ourselves required to lower taxes from what happened the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got to do something, and we're taking our revenues in the wrong direction because something automatic is happening when something unplanned for happened, and we actually need to perhaps increase spending. On the national level, it bothers me because we could get into a war if mm-hmm. we have stuff like this. I don't think we're going to attack Ohio again over Toledo. so a war is not likely to come up.
Certainly.
But I'm worried that when we put government on autopilot and don't expect legislators to be doing their job on a year-to-year basis and running the business that is the state.
And I would just make this one response to that particular concern. In that case, you know, particularly with a disaster, say you have an outbreak of tornadoes or some such thing, whatever yeah. it may be, or, you know, heaven forbid, a huge earthquake that splits the state in three or whatever, you know, then you've got legislators that can say, you know what, it's an emergency. So we're going to suspend this because we know that money is going to come in handy as we start to dig into these things. And on top of that as well, in any one of these disasters, if it's bad enough, usually the federal government comes along and says, all right, we're going to help too.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, absolutely.
You know, I think there are ways around that. And I think that's one of those deals where then legislators can look at it as, all right, it's not necessarily let's take the reins here and steer completely another direction, but just kind of, okay, course correction. Well, we need to go a little this way, at least for this year, so let's do that.
But if the legislature can overrule this, doesn't that undo the potential benefit of it having having it be automatic, and where there's, if it happens in an election year, you can point to the fact that this isn't election year politics. Mm-hmm. We have this policy, and what's happening this year is part of a law, and it's an ongoing thing, and this isn't an election year ploy. And if you give the legislature an out, don't they have an out that you might not want them to have at some point?
Well, they always have the out because they can get together and vote on something and say, we all agree on this. And
here's a new law.
And here's a new law. Yeah, I mean, that's there as well. The other part of this, and maybe that's something you add to this because I don't think any law is perfect. You add something that says, all right, if we have a disaster, all bets are off for that particular year. So you kind of build that in. That's not there yet, but that's certainly something that lawmakers could look at and go, you know what? That's sensible.
Yeah.
And maybe we can tack that in there and alleviate that concern. Because I think it's a legitimate concern to talk about.
Yeah. If we have a major bridge somewhere in the state that unexpectedly falls apart.
Mm-hmm. It won't happen, but like the Big Mac, or there's a giant one on I-75. That,
right.
Yeah.
But like the one that fell in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We can't wait for the federal government to come rescue us. We, as a state and the Michigan Department of Transportation, has to react quickly and immediately. And we need to have some safety net here that the state has resources to do that.
Okay, we're going to continue to discuss this. Of course, if you'd like to get your 2 cents worth in, you can feel free to give us a call, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or you can text us at 80373. It's Lawrence and Taylor on 590 WKZO. WKZO, and it is the Lawrence and Taylor program. Here with you talking about the Michigan House. They've approved, well, the House hasn't approved. It's a panel in the House that has approved an income tax cut plan that has what they call a surplus trigger for future tax reductions. Basically, it's just kind of saying, all right, we're going to cut taxes now. And guess what? A little bit later, if we have a surplus, there's going to be an automatic cut. So that, you know, it's just in place, it's there, it's done, we don't have to worry about it. We've been talking about this, definitely want to take your insights on it as well, so you can get in touch with us, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280.
There is something about this surplus we have that sticks in my craw.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we're going to spend $261 million of this surplus? We are giving it to the Michigan Department of Health to make up for the shortfall in funding because Republicans in our legislature didn't give the Medicaid expansion immediate effect. They chose to delay it to the instead of charging ahead with it. Apparently, there was no good reason for doing that other than to make the rollout of Obamacare more convoluted. But we are going to spend nearly a third of this surplus, which comes from taxing old folks' pensions, and we're going to spend it to replace money the federal government would have sent us had the legislature given the Medicaid expansion immediate effect. It's not they didn't pass the Medicaid expansion, like some other states chose not to. We passed it. But now we're going to have to use roughly a third of the surplus we've created to make up for shortfall in funding of dollars we sent to Washington and we can't get back anymore.
Well, I mean, you talk about that, okay, the surplus was funded by taxing old people and you
and
claim
their pensions.
And you claim that that's all it is. I mean, taxes went up at one point to be able to get things back to a point where, hey, everything's balanced out. And of course, when you do that, guess what? You're going to end up with a problem where, you know what? It went a little bit the other direction. So it's a little disingenuous to say that it was funded solely by the, you know, this tax on old people and old people alone.
That's
so I
the
think
one
you need
tax
to clarify.
That's the one tax increase the legislature and the governor signed into law.
But they
everything
also
else was shifting money around.
They also increased income tax. I don't think it's genuine to say that that's where it came from solo. WKZO, it's Lawrence and Taylor.
Can we give away a pie?
Not yet.
Can we give away the tickets?
Not yet.
Darn.
So we're doing them together.
I know.
We'll do them a little later. So okay. I know.
I just want to give something away.
I know you love to give things away.
That's fun.
You know, what we can give away is warmer temperatures.
Well, yes.
You know, and those are free to us, too. So, and, you know.
But this thing, concept of freezing fog.
No, I know.
There's an interesting mental concept to get your arms around. Freezing fog.
You know, and we're going to talk to Bob Larson here in a few minutes, but I wanted to ask him about, because tomorrow's forecast is just strange. That's
yes.
Probably the best way to describe it. I mean, they're talking about rain, drizzle, fog that might freeze,
mm-hmm.
but a high of 46.
Yes.
So, you know, it's one of those things where you go, uh-huh, what?
I find the concept of freezing fog interesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think we'll have Bob explain that to us, just a skosh.
Yeah, you know.
Just a little explanation.
No, I think I get it.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think that'll be up to Bob telling us. And, you know, the other thing is people are thinking, all right, well, we get into these warmer temperatures now. It must mean spring is on the way. There you go. That's the best that's the best response right there. We're looking at 44 right now. There's here at the studio, anyway, it's 44. Mm-hmm. They're saying 46, possibly up to 50, maybe, if we hit all the right stuff tomorrow. But then Friday gets back to 34. And so, yeah, it's going to be back before we know it.
This is the first time this year that my dogs have come to work with me in the afternoon. They stay out in the car.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Not in the studio.
Okay.
But they like that.
Well, you got the windows cracked and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're out there being comfortable, but they weren't able to come so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
This is really a earth-shaking day.
Hmm. Now, earth-shaking, I guess, you know, at least we're not having that in the forecast, looking at this.
Yeah, we're not Oklahoma.
Now I have to admit, Bob, we're scratching our head a little bit because we're looking over the forecast, just as you were hooking up with us here. The forecast for tomorrow is just, I mean, we're just scratching our head over this.
Head scratcher, huh?
Well, what's freezing fog?
Okay, this is the previous forecast. We're not so big on the fog anymore. Freezing fog is fog when the temperature is below 32.
Oh, okay.
What happens during freezing fog?
It gets icy.
Oh, it's not the fog falls out of the
No,
air.
What happens is you get extremely fine mist, as you can get with fog. But if that fine mist is occurring while it's 29 degrees, it becomes icy.
I see.
All right.
But we're not so much big on that idea anymore.
Okay, so
that has
I guess
been nixed from the forecast. Not impossible, but I don't think that's the big issue.
So I guess call us confused, but, you know, you're the weather guy, so
straighten us out, Bob.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Well, we got a lot to talk about. A beautiful day today. We have made it above 40 again, and knowing how your station thermometer runs compared to the airport, I'm going to venture a stab at 45, perhaps?
Very close, 44.
Okay, it's 41 at the airport, and so 2 days in a row above 40. Today is a bonus day, and we go for 3 tomorrow, and tomorrow's our best shot to get to 50, but tomorrow's also a rainy, potentially stormy day. Cloud cover rolls in tonight. We drop below freezing and rain breaks out tomorrow morning. First thing in the morning, with the temperature below freezing, not so much the fog, but the first thing in the morning, if it's 30, 31 degrees and it starts to rain, yeah, it can be icy for a little while. So for the early risers, there could be some icy problems first thing in the morning. Temperatures then quickly rise above freezing and just a plain rain, well into the 40s tomorrow afternoon. A projected high of 46, still a shot at 50. I don't think we quite get there, but it's not out of the question. Rain showers continue the first part of tomorrow night, and as I mentioned yesterday, it might even be a thunderstorm. And after the front moves through, a cold front moves through, it turns colder late tomorrow night, and leftover rain showers transition over to snow showers. And it is colder Friday, 34 for the high, but that only tells part of the story. It'll be very windy on Friday with gusts of 40 miles per hour, so that'll make it feel even colder. As we hit Friday, particularly coming off of what would then be three consecutive days above 40, suddenly 34 with very strong gusty winds, not so nice.
Okay, so even without the freezing fog, I'm seeing kind of a regular smorgasbord, I guess.
Absolutely, that could have been the word.
I'm sorry we didn't talk beforehand, you know, because that would have been great. But we're looking at the forecast, and I'm hearing rain, freezing rain. I'm hearing wind. I'm hearing a thunderstorm, and I'm hearing a snow shower, all in the span of 48 hours.
Have we left anything out? Let me think.
Hurricanes, perhaps.
Yeah, it pretty much runs the gamut, unfortunately.
No tornadoes, right?
No. This is a spring-like storm. They will have with it some violent thunderstorms to our south, the Tennessee Valley, maybe Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, parts of northern Louisiana, maybe into Alabama. Those places will have severe storms tomorrow that could include some tornadoes. But for our purposes, nothing violent or severe, but maybe a few rumbles of thunder and flashes of lightning. That's late tomorrow afternoon and early tomorrow night. On the northwest side of this storm, there will be a raging blizzard tomorrow in Minnesota and northwestern Wisconsin. We're not having to deal with that. As the storm pulls through, colder air rushes back onto the scene for later tomorrow night and Friday. That's when it becomes very windy and turns colder, and there'll be some snow showers, probably an inch or less. The accumulation is not the big deal, but the return of the colder weather and the gusty winds, that's the big aspect of the forecast for later tomorrow night and Friday.
Now, one question with the winds and that kind of thing. Are we talking about some real field temperatures that get down a little low?
They'll be in the teens. With the actual temperature in the mid-30s, they'll only be low to a point. Friday night, though, we could see those real field readings drop into the single digits as the actual temperature drops through the 20s. But winds will gradually begin to subside Friday night.
Bob, you mentioned the freezing rain early tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Are we talking something that would interfere with schools?
You know, this all depends on what time the rain begins. If we're able to hold it off till 8:30, 9 o'clock, there may be no freezing rain at all. It's just rain, because by then we're above freezing. But if it were to start at 6:30, 7 in the morning, which is not out of the question, then there could be some delays for schools. I wouldn't think closing school would be warranted, but you know, there could be some delays first thing in the morning. Right now, I suspect it's not going to be that big of a problem. I suspect any rain we see will be light and spotty early in the morning. And by the time the rain picks up in intensity, it's well up into the 30s above freezing.
Good deal.
Okay, so Bob, you mentioned the word earlier, but we didn't get around to finding out what the word is.
Yeah, I didn't go with smorgasbord, but I just went changeable.
Changeable.
I got to tell you also, not related to the word, all these weather changes we have. Once the colder weather returns, as we've been talking about, it's going to stick around right through the weekend and probably all of next week.
How cold, Bob?
By next week, it could become very cold again. Very cold in late February is not quite the same as very cold in early January, so it won't be as cold as then. But we could be looking at highs of the upper teens and lower 20s and lows flirting with zero again. I think it was this guy, me, it said that there wouldn't be any more well below zero. So hopefully it won't go well below zero, but it might be a few degrees above zero at some point next week.
Okay.
Well, let's hope that's the end of it then.
We hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, spring is coming.
Yeah, we are running out of real estate for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's hope spring's coming.
Right.
One of these days, Bob's going to come along and say, you know what, winter's over.
Spring is sprung.
Right. We've got at least the first taste of it right now, but unfortunately it is no more than a taste.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
We'll talk tomorrow.
We'll do that.
All right. Bob Larson from AccuWeather getting us on the straight and narrow when it comes to the weather. And the program is going to continue. You know, lots to talk about. And you know what? We've had George on the line for a little while. So once we get back here, we will
talk with George.
We'll chat with George. So, George, hang with us. We'll be with you here in just a minute or so and continue on with you, Lawrence and Taylor, on 590 KZL. Lawrence and Taylor, 590 WKZO. And before we continue on with the program, George has been waiting on the line for quite some time. So, George, our apologies. Thanks for joining us and being so patient.
Yeah, thank you. I kind of find myself in a tenuous situation right now. I agree with Roger.
Okay. Uh-oh.
And this is over the pension tax thing.
Yeah.
There, I challenge your cohort there, Roger, to show me any place in the bill that was signed to start taxing my pension that there was any increase in the income tax rate. There was not.
I don't recall that either.
There was a $330 million put upon us senior tax for the pensions, but there was no increase in the percentage for the tax rate for the other people in Michigan.
And now we're going to spend $261 million of those dollars to make up for money we could have had if we'd given the Medicaid expansion immediate enforcement, if it happened immediately.
Exactly. So, you know, it's a little mismanagement on their part as far as I'm concerned.
You think?
Yeah. And, you know, I can't wait till the next election comes around.
I think there's a number of us who are waiting for that, George. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for hanging in. You got the weather, didn't you?
I got the weather, and I don't know if I like it or not. It's whatever it is, it is.
Yep, yep. What can't be changed must be endured.
Yeah.
Thanks, George.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. And, you know, just to clarify on that, I think the point I was making is tax rates have gone up since Governor Granholm left office. And that was something that was done to let's balance. That wasn't necessarily part of that bill. That's kind of what I was getting at. So if that was miscommunicated, then there. Hopefully that straightens that out. Now,
we never have slips of the tongue here, Jeremy. Never. Just doesn't happen.
No, just slips of the mind.
Yeah.
You know what? I think now might be a good time to throw a pie out there.
Really?
Yes.
We're giving away a pie and tickets, folks. It's time. Get that phone all ready to roll in there, Derek.
I'm all over it.
Okay.
Okay. So he's ready. Apparently callers are ready.
We need to refresh people's memory.
Okay.
You're getting a Grand Traverse pie.
Yes.
Company pie, mm-hmm. But you're going to get it at Harding.
That's right. Because they're celebrating their getting together here. Harding's Friendly Markets are carrying Grand Traverse pies.
Mm.
And, I mean, they got some good stuff. We've talked about it. You know what they're like. If you don't know what they're like, treat yourself.
Yeah, here's your chance.
And you get to treat yourself on us here because we've got a certificate. You'll be able to pick up one Grand Traverse Pie Company pie from the Hardings in Portage on Center Street, Kalamazoo on Cork Street. We've also got Hardings on Westnage and Portage,
mm-hmm.
Galesburg. And Richland as well on Gull Road. Any one of those Hardings, you'll be able to stop in with your certificate and pick up a pie. Plus, let's face it, we don't do anything small. We try not to.
We go top notch.
We're just generous people.
I am.
So we've also got not one.
Not two.
Not two.
Not three.
Not even three.
You're four tickets?
Four
wow.
tickets to the movie. It's Pompeii. This is not even out yet. It's out Friday.
Okay.
So think about this. This weekend, you could take yourself and three other friends, go see a movie, and on the way to home or wherever you're going, stop and pick up a pie. And then you could all enjoy a pie there after the movie or before if you like. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm just going to say, here's all the free stuff, and you get to enjoy it.
What are people going to have to do to win these very desirable
Let's
prizes?
See. You know, this is going to be popular. This is going to be absolutely popular, so I think we need to do caller number 9.
Ooh, caller number nine.
Caller number nine. Here's the numbers. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. And if you're caller number nine, you get all this great stuff.
Yeah.
You get quite a haul.
A pie and four tickets to Pompeii.
Now, you know, that's like a weekend's entertainment there. Because think about this.
Would be at my home.
You got four tickets. You get to go to probably one among the best theaters in the area. Celebration Cinema. You've got comfy seats there. It's nice and clean and easy to get into and out of.
Good French fries, I hear.
Good French fries, yes. I tried those over the weekend.
Adult beverages?
And, well, all kinds of beverages. Not just the adult beverages, but the usual stuff you'd expect. And if you're a purist and say, you know what, I just like popcorn at the movies, well, they got that too.
Oh, of course.
So, you know, they're a great place to see a movie. I've seen several there myself. I would recommend that. And then, who doesn't like a pie?
Yeah.
You know.
And especially a Grand Traverse Pie Company pie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, and this is one, as we said, they've gotten together with Harding's. So, you know what? You can pick them up when you're shopping anyway for whatever you get at Harding's. You know,
yeah.
Because, you know, you go and pick up a gallon of milk or you need some lunch meat or cheese or some produce or whatever. You know what? You can pick up one of their pies, too.
Yeah. You couldn't be any more convenient.
Absolutely.
You don't have to go to the Grand Traverse Pie Company store.
Mm-hmm.
You've got five of them here in town now.
Yeah. Well, six, really, if you count the store.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know,
yeah.
But you'd be able to do that. And quite simply, we love giving this stuff away. And think about those pies.
Mm.
Now, you know, it was a few weeks back, we had the really, really bad wintry stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the Grand Traverse Pie people brought a couple around. I didn't get to sample the chocolate cream that they brought. I was told it was outstanding. Told, of course, because by the time I got there, it was almost gone. I think there was like half a sliver left.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to try the cherry.
Mm.
And they brought some of that, and it was well worth the try.
I actually had one of the ABC pies.
Mm.
The Michael Patrick Shields show is done in a studio with an adjacent mm-hmm. Grand Traverse Pie Company.
I've heard about that, yes.
And Michael Patrick Shields is a giving guy,
mm-hmm.
and he gave both of us who were up visiting a whole pie.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me an ABC pie.
Oh.
And I had never had the combination of apple, blueberry, and cherry all in one pie before.
Well, sounds fantastic. All right. So apparently we have a winner.
We have a winner. Mary from Kalamazoo won.
Congratulations, mm-hmm. Mary.
All right.
Going to the movies and some good eats on us.
There you go. All right. So she gets all that great stuff. And in case you're wondering, all right, these pies, was that all you had? Well, it's all we have for today. But we've got some more for the rest of the week here. So,
really?
So we're going to be in good shape here.
I'm already excited.
So,
we're going to give away a pie tomorrow?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, I know it gives you the chills.
Yeah.
And I know you'd rather I give it to you, but you know what? Our listeners are there for us.
Yeah, I know.
We want to be
able to. So we'll give it to them.
Yeah. So that's in the works for tomorrow already. So if you're thinking, I missed out on the pie today, fear not.
Yes. Just be here tomorrow.
There you go. It's coming. So some giveaway stuff there. You know what? Coming up next hour, I want to encourage people to stick around because there's been some noise to say vaccinations for kids. They want to make them mandatory, and they've got some interesting reasons why. So we're going to dig into that a little bit. Also, universal savings accounts for babies born in America. A senator wants to do it. We'll talk about it.
And your calls.
There you go. Your calls as well. Make sure you keep it right here. It's Lawrence and Taylor, 590 WKZO. We gotta go, gotta go.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo.